Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yod, and Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos B'Shalom Mizal Moves Gosam Rasiyat V'Choyis Chalatayim. They should be benched with Asachat Slachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And B'schos Estabas Rachel, she should be zecher to find your Ziva Kagun Bikharav Mamish. And we continue to talk about Nisuch Hamayim, K'maseu B'chol, Kach Maseu B'Shabbos. It was done the same way on Shabbos as it was during the week. Ella Shahayim Mali Me'erev Shabbos Chavish Al Zav She'ena Mikudeshes. Erev Shabbos, a golden barrel that was not Mikudesh, it wasn't one of the Klisharis, was filled up from the spring, umanicha belishka, and it was placed in a lishka in a room in the base of Mikdash compound. Now, why is it that this was not allowed to be one of the klisharis? It couldn't be kadosh, and that's because anything left in a klisharis overnight becomes pasul belina. Lina literally means sleeping overnight, and so if this water was in a klisharis overnight, it would be pasul. Therefore, it had to be in a chavis in a barrel that was not mekudesh, and only when they were ready for nisach hamayim in the morning, they would put it into klisharis. The Mishnah says nishbuchain is galsa. Let's say the water accidentally got spilled out or it got uncovered. So then they would just fill up water from the kior. Because water or wine that was uncovered, that was revealed, is possible to be used on the Mizbeach. And this halacha relevant not only to the Mizbeach, but this is something called Mashkin Megulim. We know that one is not allowed to drink liquid that was left uncovered for a certain amount of time. That's because there's a chashash, maybe a snake came when the person wasn't paying attention and drank from the liquid and left some of its poison in there. So if this water was uncovered for a certain amount of time, it would not be used, and they would just fill up water from the kior instead. And moving on to Parak Mishnah Aleph, this goes back to the first mission, the previous Parak, Hachalil Chamisha Vishisha. Flute was played 5 or 6 days in the Beis HaMikdash. And Zel Chalil Shal Beis HaSheva, this is referring to the Chalil, the flute of the Simchas Beis HaSheva. She'ena Daicha Lois HaShabbos Vlois Yontif, it's not Daicha Shabbos or Yontif, which means that they only had the Simchas Beis HaSheva in the Beis HaMikdash throughout Chol HaMoed and not on Yontif or Shabbos. And Amru, they said, Kol Mi Shalai Ra Simchas Beis HaSheva, anyone who had not seen the Simchas Beis HaSheva, Loi Ra Simcha Miyamav, he never saw true Simcha in his life. And the reason why it's called Simchas Beis HaSheva is based off of this pasuk Ushav Temayim Besasain, that the drawing of this water was done with rejoicing. And the subsequent Mishnayos, we're going to talk about the Simchas Beis HaSheva in greater depth. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.